American folk music lost one of its great champions on Sunday with the death of 95-year-old Agnes Sis Cunningham. Sis Cunningham came east from her native Oklahoma with her husband, writer Gordon Friesen. In New York, she sang with the Almanac Singers in the 1940s. Their music and advocacy of leftist causes won them popularity and also the unwanted attention of the FBI. This was her song, Beltline Girl, to the tune of Danville Girl.
Joe had gone to the fighting front, and he left his job behind. Now I must step into his place on the long assembly line. I said I learned to build a ship, I learned to build a plane. For the faster we speed this belt line, girls, the quicker our boys return.
From 1962 until 1988, Sis Cunningham and Gordon Friesen published Broadside, the folk song journal. They did so with the help of folk singer Pete Seeger, who joins us from his home in upstate New York.
When a friend of ours, a mutual friend named Malvina Reynolds, she was a songwriter who wrote the song Little Boxes and hundreds of other songs, wrote a letter to the little magazine Sing Out, saying, Sing Out cannot print all the good new songs that are being written these days. We need a magazine that does nothing but print new songs. And Sis read the letter and telephoned me. He said, Pete, do you think that Gordon and I could run a magazine like that? I said, you bet you could. And every week people mailed them tapes, and Sis, who was a well-trained musician, sat down and wrote out all the notes and the guitar chords. And every month, right on time, out came another issue of Broadside. And just about a year later, a very unusual young man came to New York from Minnesota, and they printed his songs before anybody knew about him. One song after another he wrote, and I guess you know his name was Bob Dylan. Another young man who came to New York from the Midwest and was writing one song after another was Phil Oakes.
Broadside, as you say, was devoted to new songs. Was new in this case in part a euphemism for political songs, songs that had a real point of view?
Some would say they're political, but what we call them were topical songs. They were topics of the day, and they might be a song about unemployment or peace or racial discrimination. When the civil rights movement was producing new songs, why, Broadside printed them.
I just wonder, do you remember Sis Cunningham's reaction to that young man who had come east from Minnesota who was singing these?
Actually, I think Sis and I both agreed, because both Phil Oakes and Bob Dylan were brought up by another singer and songwriter, Gil Turner. Gil brought these two younger men up to Sis, and I think Sis and I agreed, these are the most important songwriters in America that we know right now.
Pete Seeger, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you and goodbye.
Pete Seeger, speaking with us about the late Sis Cunningham, who died on Sunday in New Paltz, New York. For more than 20 years, she and her husband published Broadside.
The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer is blown in the wind. The answer.